Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 104. Can't believe it's 104. It's crazy. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And we have some special guests in the studio today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, people.
I am Aaron Dietrich, and to my left is...
Sarah Dietrich.
Hi. All right. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah. And this time you came to us.
Yes.
Instead of us going to the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. Ville.
And then it decided to rain, and I went, oh, man.
Oh, rain.
Yeah. Kings Island is right up the road, so we're passing it, and the little kid in me is like, ooh, let's go to Kings Island.
This is like the perfect day to go there, though, because of the rain.
Yeah, no one's going to go.
Yeah. I keep trying to explain that to the kid bot.
Then we're going
to
leave.
Okay.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
So, all right. Well,
I can't ride any of the rides, but see you later. You're doing it by yourself.
Oh, well. Well, then this is a 1 minute and 8 second podcast.
Spider-Man was cool. See y'all later.
So, all right. So we are going to talk about the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, which is fast approaching.
Yes.
1 week after the season 6 premiere of Game of Thrones.
Oh, is that what we're... Is that the calendar?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was
how I base everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I seen it last night. I was like, oh, that's next week? Okay.
So yeah, I've been like watching HBO stuff, like just... Maybe they'll accidentally put it up on HBO now. And I watched that Tour de Pharmacy thing with John Cena. It was hilarious.
Okay,
did you watch the 7 days in Hell?
Yes, I loved it.
Okay, so you'll like this one.
Okay.
There's a lot more male dong than I think I wanted
a lot
to see.
In the other one, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
like the Swedish prison and everything. With,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch Blue Mountain State?
Yes.
Sammy
is in,
and he's naked the entire time.
That makes sense, though.
So,
I mean, if you've ever seen that show.
Yeah. Blue Mountain State is one of my favorites.
Yes.
So.
I love Bad Castle.
Yeah. Rise of Thadland.
I enjoyed it.
It was good, but it was like, it's not really Blue Mountain
State. It was good to see everyone back.
Yeah.
It's like seeing old friends.
Yep. All right. So before we talk about the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, let's talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All right. So we all saw it. Sarah, you saw it?
I saw it.
Yep.
All right. You need to get closer to the microphone.
Is this better?
Better.
Okay.
All right. So what were your thoughts, Johnny?
Terrible. Terrible.
You hated it that much?
Hated it that much. No, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Yeah.
Aaron?
It was a fun movie.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Let's say that. I mean, I expected that I would enjoy it. I am, unlike you, not a big Spidey fan.
How is that possible?
In the comics, I've never been a Spidey fan unless it's been like a team up or he's been with a team. I can take him in small doses.
Okay.
But I've never... I've just never read Spidey comic. I have, but I never got into them.
Okay.
I'm more of an X-Men guy.
Yeah.
You know, when I read Marvel, it was X-Men, it was Inhumans, it was weird stuff like that, not Spidey or someone. And I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't like any of the other Spidey movies that have come out, and this one was great. And cool. I loved him in Civil War, too,
yeah.
So I knew going into it, I'm like, okay, this is what I want, and 2.5 hours of this Spider-Man was great.
Sarah.
I have to agree. I hate to say, I just agree with everything he says, but that's true. Tom
Wait,
Holland
you're his wife, so don't you have to agree with everything he says? I'm actually kind of surprised you agree with him, because normally when we were talking, you're like, Aaron.
I really did like it. Yeah. Tom Holland was fun as Spider-Man. I haven't enjoyed the other films, but I thought he was good. The Vulture was creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy. So, I'm excited to have more Spider-Man in the future.
Cool. I loved it. I'm the biggest Spider-Man fan in the room, obviously.
You are.
And I think Tom Holland...
We don't hold it against you.
Tom Holland was the perfect casting. And if you guys watched any of the making of stuff and his training routine, like as much as Stephen Amell turned himself into Arrow, this kid turned himself into Spider-Man with the acrobatics and gymnastics and parkour. So... it might be my favorite Marvel movie.
Not mine. Not my favorite Marvel movie. No.
No, it's it's good. I'm a Guardians fan.
Guardians.
Both those are still my favorite. Then.
So like before this, it went Guardians, and then Winter Soldier, and then Civil War, then Ant-Man. So, and I think this kind of just bumped everything down the spot. Yeah. But again, that's me.
Not my
I've
favorite.
Walked around with a picture of Spider-Man in my wallet for like 22 years. So, so
that would be a strange thing.
It's in there. Yeah. So.
It's like, and here are my kids, Spider-Man and Kid Bob.
Nope, never had a picture of the kid in my wallet. Just Spider-Man. So anyway.
And he's got a restraining order now.
Yeah, Stan Lee and Ditko before he died. Yeah,
Ditko's still alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, he's just
I don't recluse. Pay attention to anything. Yeah, oh, that's what it is. All right.
Yeah, somewhere out there is a fascinating article where somebody pretty much stalked him because they wanted to interview him, and they waited outside of his office for a few different times, and one time he actually came out, and they were standing out there, and it was pretty much, go away, don't bother me. Yeah.
Can I quote you on that?
He did.
Is that on the record? So, all right. Well, let's talk about your toy show.
Okay.
So last year I went and you, Johnny, did not because of work. And this year you're giving us a table.
Yes.
Which, thank you. But it seems like a huge waste of like people paying to be there.
we allot a certain amount of tables to give away for free. Just because, you know, and I look at it as, how can I use you to trade off a table? And it's worked out pretty
I thought
good.
It was all the stuff I bought from you over
that,
the years.
That helps too,
it couldn't be the last seven episodes that we talk about the show for the first 2 minutes.
I feel like it was the hundreds of dollars that have been paid to your wallet.
I mean, I would say it's 50-50. But, you know, when you say the past seven episodes, yeah. I would say more it's about the last six and a half.
Yeah.
Because that first episode, I don't know if you had any information right. And I was in tears laughing so hard.
I was literally sitting here like this, like, and this is, it's gonna go quiet, but I was like, because he was saying stuff, and I'm like, that's not right. So I'm like, wait a minute, Saturday, I'm pulling my phone out, going, wait a minute, that's not it.
So he's like, yeah, just talk about it. It's this is where it is, and it's like, okay, and then yeah, none of it was right.
No,
I was like,
I was,
what?
It was funny. You got, after that, you got it.
Well, because we were completely off the cuff the first time,
right?
And then the second time we did it, we had the website in front of us, and then I had like a day off, and I created like an but yeah,
I think I just last night I just caught up with episode 100 Predator episode, so, and it was, you know, I heard that on there again, so I high fived myself because you know, like my plan worked, I got him.
And we talked about Predator.
See,
yeah,
exactly.
Predator, that was actually a fun like batch of shows to do.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to all those. Yeah, all the action films and stuff. So,
and I wasn't quite sure about it because I hadn't watched some of those movies in a long, long time, and I don't know. I had fun with it.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan next.
Oh God.
You know they just greenlit The Last Airbender 2.
Oh no.
That he's going to be directing. I just read that.
Really?
Article.
Get out.
No.
Is it real?
I didn't greenlight it. Look it up, but I swore
amongst yourselves. I'm going to Google this.
I swore I just read that.
That's weird.
My head.
Was it on The Onion?
No.
Because even he doesn't sound like he would want to do that.
Right.
There's an interview on Split on the bonus features where he's talked about the evolution of his directing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he did Airbender and when he did Lady in the Water, he was doing those for his kids. And he said, well, now my kids are older, so I'm going to be doing the movies I want to do. And that's why you got Split.
Okay.
And The Visit, which I haven't seen yet, but
Split was great.
Oh yeah, Split was awesome. He hasn't seen it yet. I just brought it over so he could watch it.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I know some stuff, but
well, you know that Unbreakable 2 is going to have a Split thing also.
What? Oh no, that's from 2015. There's a thing here from moviepilot.com that says Shyamalan confirms The Last Airbender 2, but then he confirmed that he's planning The Last Airbender 2. Fake news.
Planning on not doing it.
So we don't have to worry about that.
God, I hope not. That was like the worst cast ever. Like, they didn't get one character right.
Dev Patel's in that.
What?
Dev Patel's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, and he was so not Zuko.
Is that who he played?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, so
Nicola Peltz,
yeah,
that was
she was
Mark
Katara.
Wahlberg's daughter in Transformers: Age of Extinction,
and she was Katara.
Oh, wow.
No sense.
I just know the actors who were in it. I don't know
the
why.
Little kid that played Aang, or as they called him, Aang. Like, no joy. None. He was like, I'm all dour-faced and serious. Eh? Anyway. Like I tried.
I've
to show
never
it to,
seen that.
I tried to show it to Haley, and she started crying. It's not Avatar. It was hilarious. So,
but, kids crying is yeah. funny.
It's anytime you can yeah. make a kid cry.
I do that
right?
with Michael Bay Transformers movies. That's not Transformers.
Now, did you guys see the most recent Transformers?
I did
yeah.
not.
I can't bring
I
myself
seen,
to
I
do,
it.
Do
it. Yeah,
I haven't seen it
not
yet.
I saw the last one when it was on Hulu.
Yeah.
And with Marky Mark. I guess that was his it. First one.
I understand why they brought him back.
I don't know.
Because him and Bay are bros.
Oh, okay.
They did that other movie, Pain and Gain, together also.
That was actually pretty good.
I didn't like that one either.
Oh,
yeah.
Anthony Mackie was...
Yeah.
So
I don't know. So I you know, those Transformers movies, is like, let somebody else direct one. Let's see what else somebody else can do.
Can do with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They should go away for like 4 or 5 years, come
no,
back.
No,
all
not
new,
even that long.
Like where you can decipher which Transformer is which one at all
Instead
times.
Instead of just like a spinning gray blob.
Yeah.
Or they could just go with the IDW idea of crossing over the whole Hasbroverse.
The Revolutions, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see that? Did you see
the
that?
Toy, yeah,
the, yeah, the oh, new set coming,
cool.
the San Diego set.
I was talking to David today. I'm like, you know, if you can see yourself to making it over there and grabbing me
yeah.
one of those,
$100.
Yeah. I told.
And the Visionary thing, does Visionary shown up in the comic books yet?
Apparently, they said they yeah. that was it. It got canceled from that storyline.
Oh, okay.
I'm not reading it, but I had heard someone over say like that. They're like, why did they put Visionaries in there when they took them out of the actual storyline?
Yeah,
probably because they produced those toys like 2 years ago.
I'm sure they probably already had all that, you know, in the pipeline, and it's just like, well,
why isn't My Little Pony in there? I mean,
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know,
because they would rule the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so she's gotten back into My Little Pony all of a sudden, which like she's for years. I hate it. I don't want to watch it. Get rid of the toys. And now, where are the toys? I want to watch it. I want to play with it. And so I've been kind of paying a little more attention to it. Like, it's a total matriarchy. And, like, all the male ponies, like, drive all their carts everywhere. It's hilarious. Like, it's like the... It's not a feminist agenda because it's really good storytelling. But, like, if you pay close attention, like, the male ponies do all, like, the manual labor. It's pretty funny.
I can't tell the male ponies from the female ponies.
I could tell you how you could tell them apart, but then we have to
grab
rate,
by the tail.
Then we have to put a rating on this one. And
I don't need those questions answered.
Anyway, you know, I'm just happy she's watching that kind of stuff and enjoying it. So,
yeah.
But okay, so when's your show?
Okay, back on topic. July 23rd.
Toys are the topic.
That is true. It's July 23rd. And
are you going to be selling My Little Pony toys?
We will not be. No.
Somebody might be at that show. You never know.
I'm trying to think if any dealers would. There might be one.
There's always a dealer that surprises me with something that I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting this.
I could see a dealer named Chris Neal selling it. Well, I mean, think about it, because he's done so much with like Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah.
And he's, because there's money in it.
Well, sure, yeah, yeah.
For money,
yeah.
You know, he's like any of us toy dealers. But I could see him just having a bag of, like a trash bag under his table.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, for nothing.
Yeah, Chris would be the one that would.
But
like if you walked up and said, hey, you got any My Little Ponies? And Chris would be like, yeah, got some right here.
I'm your guy.
Opens his trench coat.
Right, it's just all the ponies.
Which ones are the boys and which ones are girls?
Sarah, help.
Sarah, come check.
Anyway, July 23rd in Fairborn, Ohio, at the Holiday Inn, right across the street from Wright State University. The address is 2800 Presidential Drive. And it's in the main ballroom and every other adjoining little ballroom. And this is the first...
You take over the whole place this year?
Not the whole thing yet. There's still one other decent-sized ballroom, like, around the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know where it is.
It's, we haven't done that yet, but we're moving towards that. We've got plans, let's say that.
Wow.
All right.
I know. There's
blowing a wall
plans.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our big goal this year was to make some panels and have a panel room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
because there's an awesome panel room there. Yeah. I mean, their panel room is
their amphitheaters.
Yeah. I mean, they have a stage and they have like the declining seats and it's got, you know, if you want to take notes, you can pull a desk.
It's
out.
Like every college lecture hall.
It literally is. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But it's across from a college. So right. That makes sense.
Yep. So hopefully that works out. But no, we've got over 60 dealer tables.
Oh, wow. How many did you have last year?
We had less than that.
Yeah.
Well, you keep listing off dealers, and I'm like, where are you putting all these people at?
Oh, we're just sitting them around outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them to park their vans and just sell out of there.
Now it's the Ohio Toy and Comic Flea Market.
Yeah. You know, we've got the main vendor room, then we've got the satellite vendor room. This year, we're working with Pat Bumgarner, who's running the
Time Lord.
Thank you. The Time Lord Expo, which is in October. And he's got a room just dedicated to Doctor Who stuff. He's bringing in some prop lady from New York, Doctor Who dealers. He'll be there doing whatever he does, you know, promoting his show. And it's just something that kind of worked out where it's like, hey, do you want to rent this room? We've got it too. And yeah, that's just kind of
cool
how it is. So we can kind of, cross promote with that and try to get some Whovians in there and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
I'm curious to see what they have.
Yeah,
the props is what I'm like.
Yeah. Some of the stuff he's showing looks cool. And he's got like a, professional cosplayer coming in. Who's the,
does the 12th Doctor, right?
Yeah. War Doctor. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
So
an actual professional cosplayer.
Yes.
Wow, was that a dig?
Yeah, I like that.
You know, we're sitting next to them at the show, right?
Amateur. Wow.
Oh, we are, aren't we?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Sounds amateur.
All right, I'll be nice.
Joe Colton's going to come over and kick your ass.
She will.
She looks like she could.
Yeah. No, she's
she's tough. You don't mess with her.
Yeah.
So you have to be nice to me, or I will.
I'm always nice to you.
She's looking at Johnny. Why is she saying that? Where she should be looking at me.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I'm not even going to be at the table. I'm going to be roaming around.
No.
I'm
going to
be buying stuff all day. Like, wait a minute. I didn't get to come last year. I'll be in the Whovian room playing with sonic screwdrivers.
And the TARDISes. I don't know if there's going to be.
Is it TARDISes? TARDI?
TARDI? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We'll figure that out.
We'll have to ask.
Yeah. Someone who knows.
That'll be an excellent question to ask. Mm-hmm. Is it a TARDIS? And if they're multiple, are they TARDIS or are they TARDI?
Tardy.
They're never late. They're there just in time.
So what kind of panels are there going to be at the show this year?
The panels are, the first one is the Cosplay 101 panel, hosted by Mary Mercenary, sitting here to my left, and Stephen Griffin, who's Griffin Cosplay.
He does Magneto, right?
He's done Magneto. He's got a great Daredevil. He does a fantastic John Constantine. What's he doing this year?
Constantine.
There we go. John Constantine that we talked about.
Ooh, maybe he'll bring the Flamey Bible.
He's got to bring the Flamey
Bible. Now, is that the Matt Ryan? The comic version or the Keanu Reeves version?
I wish the Keanu Reeves.
I will do the Keanu Reeves.
He does love Matt Ryan, but he's got a little bit of facial hair that I don't think he's going to take it completely off. He had this for a while, this like really big beard, and he's kind of trimmed it up. So
cool.
But I don't think he's going to take it all the way.
John Constantine in the comic book had a beard at one point, so he could have done that.
There we go.
That's really cool.
Yeah, then the see, the second panel is a company called Complete Set out of Cincinnati.
Yeah. I know those guys.
Right.
Gary.
He's coming in and doing a panel about basically the do's and don'ts of buying online. How to find a reputable dealer, how to avoid getting scammed. Which actually, when they brought it up to me, I was like, this is actually really cool. Not saying the other panels aren't, but I was like, this is one that is very much so like something that every collector needs. It's how to find a reputable dealer, what to avoid, what to look for, what telltale signs to be like, well, there's a red flag, and safety online, because it seems like everyone, I talk to a lot of customers, and it seems like there's a good number of people who refuse to buy online just because they've heard stories of people getting
Scammed.
Yeah.
It's a great app, and they actually just opened a marketplace within the app.
Right,
so
I saw
it's
that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that they've been pushing that.
So
then the next panel that day at 1:15 is a group of guys called the Ohio Toy Kick. It's basically toy photographers. Now these are a group of guys who all have like high end photo equipment, and they just take toys outside. And they take realistic-looking shots, and some of the stuff they do is amazing. Because they've especially gotten into the new toy line, the Mythic Legions by Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff they're doing, which is like backgrounds of like a creek bed and sand, and like using, some of them use like fireworks to make fire and explosions and stuff. And they're snapping the photos, and they look amazing the way they're doing it. Like,
cool.
It's just, and basically, I guess their panel is how to do that, how to pull it off, how
all
to
right.
make a photo of a toy.
Go out in your backyard and just use the table and shoot an awesome picture with Eternia and a bunch
then,
of Masters of the Universe.
Right, yeah, that's basically it.
That it is. It, yeah. I mean, Captain Nevermore. Is that his name? Or Dr. Nevermore? Dr. Nevermore.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, he's one of them. I follow him on Instagram. He's pretty awesome.
And, Cincinnati Mitt and...
I did that for a whole year with a miniature Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Actually, I made a book. It's in that... I made a little coffee table book. I did.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the Spider-Man minifigure up there. Took him everywhere I went for an entire year and took a picture of him and posted it every day.
Okay.
So I have 365 pictures within the book.
Oh,
so,
neat.
Like we went to Washington, D.C. I had pictures in front of the White House, in front of the Washington Monument, and
all that kind of stuff.
So I was looking for a project. And
that was it.
It kind of spiraled out of control.
Spider-Man fan over here, yeah.
Well, then I did a Deadpool one, which was kind of fun, but I was getting to too many dark places.
A lot of bathroom shots.
No, it was so you know the comic Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Yeah,
I did Deadpool Kills the Lego Universe,
oh.
And so he was killing various Lego minifigures and stuff.
Blood.
Yeah, lots of blood. There was a whole series with him and Wolverine where he kept trying to kill Wolverine,
and
then he'd
work.
Regenerate, and then he'd kill him again.
Yeah.
But.
And then the final panel is a rival podcast, What's on Joe Mind, which is pretty much like the number one G.I. Joe podcast in America.
He's not a rival, world. Then. We don't do G.I. Joe.
Right.
Yeah,
what's G.I. Joe?
Yeah, it's a bastard child of Hasbro who they don't care about anymore. Don't quote me on that.
Zing!
Because
I was going to say, to quote Queen, I have no rival.
Yeah. But so their whole crew, Gary Godso is coming in from Indiana. Mike Irizarry is coming in from St. Louis. Joe Colton is a member of them. And then James Cavanaugh, who's from Dayton, Ohio.
Cool.
And they're just going to be doing a live panel and Q&A and...
I'm going to go heckle them the whole time.
Could, yeah,
no, I'm thinking I'm going to go and learn some stuff, how to do this stuff right.
No, you won't learn that.
How to podcast correctly. Not this weird hack together shit that I do.
I'm just going to sit there and go, Globulus was right.
Yeah. They encourage participation from the crowd. So I
just sit in the crowd going, la, 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 la.
Yes, if you were to do that, everything would be great.
We should have a Periscope going right now just on Sarah's face because of all the facial expressions you've been making this entire time.
Well, because, we're the ones talking, and she's just sitting there.
She's sitting there judging us.
I am judging
Welcome
you.
Welcome to my world.
Who are you judging? If you're judging me, I can't
all
see you.
All of us.
Very judging, I'm sorry.
But, well, that's cool. Like, I mean, it's really grown from...
Yeah,
so.
From what it was in the beginning when the first year we...
One room with 10 dealers, was it?
Was, well, we had...
Is this the this is the fourth one, right? Volume 4.
Yes, Volume 4, yeah. So. Straight up stole a Guardians logo there. Waiting for that cease and desist from Disney and Marvel and everything.
Too late. So I've been to the second one, but I missed the first one. And I missed the third one, so I'll be at the fourth one.
So
yeah,
we won't see you next year.
You're probably not.
So you got our cease.
I'll be in another state or something.
Yeah.
You got our cease and desist when you stole Johnny's one, right?
Yes. I got that, and I did not do anything about it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So. I was like, this is the best banner we've ever gotten.
But
that was the best message I ever got. Hey, can we use this? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, and the message back was, so I get in any show that you do for free forever, right?
Deal.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, Haley and I went last year. It was fun.
Right.
So
everybody else went. I was at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And summertime, people go on vacation.
I'm just looking forward to the drawings again.
Oh yeah.
Oh, those get fun.
Number
103.
Number 103. Anyone?
Everyone's favorite part.
Well, yeah. he posted about that the other day, and I literally messaged him and go, so I can buy as many tickets as I want, even if I have a table? And he's like, yes.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Well, we're doing
want a Dolph Lundgren autograph. I want a Sarah Michelle Gellar autograph.
This year we're doing something new with the raffle tickets. We've always had the option to buy more raffle mm-hmm. tickets, and all that money goes towards Toys for Tots.
Right.
And we basically just use that money, and I go and buy as many toys as I can and drop it off in one of the booths. But this year we're doing a deal where if you buy 5 tickets for $5, you get to spin the big wheel. Which
$100. I'm buying $100
worth
of tickets.
20 spins if my math is right. And what it is, you spin the big wheel, and every spin wins, and it's an autographed comic.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we've got guys like Ed Brubaker. I think Brubaker. Said too many B's there. Ethan Van Sciver, who I know is kind of in the no one likes anymore.
Got his autograph.
Yeah. I had him sign the bottom of a St. Walker's foot.
Okay. Yeah.
Andy and Toy Story.
Yeah, there's a bunch of the Green Lantern and Green Arrow stuff.
Scotty Young has one, right?
We've got Scotty Young. That's one of the main... it's a Scotty Young Star Wars lithograph is one of the big ones that we are giving away. But yeah, with the autograph and Adam Riches, he's a cover artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of the action figure covers that you've seen, like the WWE. He did all the Micronauts. The G.I. Joe Revolution comics. He did all the toy covers of those. And
did he do the Transformer ones?
Yes.
Too? Is he going to be there?
No. He's a good buddy of mine who we saw at JoeCon last month. And I basically went up to his booth and I was like, how much just dropped a bunch of money. And I was like, give me as many comics as this will buy. You know? And I was like, and I need all of them autographed. So your hand's going to be cramped. So.
Because I only bought the action figure comics.
Okay. Those, and that's it's all those. Yeah.
That's cool.
The G.I. Joe ones that he did a year or so ago. So. Very cool. There's like 200.
That IDW. Comics. G.I. Joe line is a pretty solid book.
Is it? See, I haven't read it. I've read a little bit here and there, but not too much of it.
I've only stuck with the Transformers, though.
Okay, yeah.
So, I do the Lost Light and the Optimus Prime. Those are the two I stuck with.
Okay.
So.
But cool. Then, then we've got the, like we do every year, we do the door prizes, which we've got. Let me see if I can pull all these up here. It's easier if they're in front of me. But yeah, anyways, we have like I mentioned, we always have door prizes. We've got about 15-ish that we're giving away hourly. There we go, pulling up on my phone, people. Which, yeah, as Johnny mentioned, the autographed Sarah Michelle Gellar
will be mine,
which will be his apparently. an autographed My Name Is Bruce comic book by Bruce Campbell, which was adaptation from the movie that came out a few years ago. The Masters of the Universe He-Man Dolph Lundgren
will be mine.
Another one that Johnny wants very badly. A Rob Liefeld Deadpool pop autographed by Rob Liefeld.
Does that
will be mine?
You can't see the feet because of the way the box is. But it's tough to say. The DC Icons Green Arrow signed by Mike Grell, which was the style of the hood and everything when he had the line. An autographed the dual cover of Big Trouble Little China and Escape from New York. Autographed by Greg Pak, both of them signed by him.
Cool.
And it's the cover that you put together and it makes it a little mosaic. Autographed JoeCon 2008 Sergeant Slaughter action figure signed by Sergeant Slaughter. A Batman Hush action figure autographed by Jim Lee.
Cool. Nice.
Then the Scotty Young lithograph that we had talked about, the Star Wars one. And a Billy Tucci Harley's Little Black Book, which has the Bombshell Harley and then
is that the Amanda Connor cover?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
here we go. Amanda Connor cover too.
So you can get her to sign it at any convention.
Ooh, yeah, anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah,
so if you win that, then there you go. So that's cool. We've got, and those are the hourly ones. That takes forever to read off the numbers because no one's ever there. It seems like
you're forgetting the big announcement.
What was that?
You got a microphone, so you don't have to shout.
Yes.
No.
We found out. No. I guess apparently this entire time, there's a speaker system set up through the room.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Never knew that. That you just plug a microphone into the wall and it all works fine.
You know, there's another show that's in the same room.
Yeah.
They use that all the time. I didn't know that you didn't know that.
I learned it when they did CoilCon, the G.I. Joe show.
Oh, okay.
Year.
Yeah.
And they started doing it, and I went up to Mike, and I was like, where did that come from? I've only been here at that time 3 years.
Yeah. Is this new?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when did they put this
When did they put a system in? Oh, it's been there the whole time.
I may still yell just for fun because everyone likes that.
Do it the first couple times, and then do the mic because your voice is going to just go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, start with the microphone and then ditch the microphone.
Or just take the microphone and scream into it.
Toys!
Yeah.
We got your free stuff here. Did you get a ticket? Johnny bought 100 of them.
Did you get a ticket? No, Johnny bought them all.
Johnny bought them all.
Just for the Sarah Michelle Gellar and Dolph Lundgren autographs.
And those would be the only two
he doesn't
win.
Get, he gets everything
like,
else.
No! Oh, I'll take my growl. I'll take the Mike growl too. Scotty, I've met a few times, so Scotty's cool.
Who haven't you met at this point?
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren's in that Tour de Pharmacy thing. So he's the older version of John Cena.
Oh, okay.
And then Danny Glover is the older version of David Diggs from Hamilton.
Okay.
And Jeff Goldblum is the older version of Andy Samberg.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Yeah, I had a whole Andy Samberg marathon. I watched that and Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
And Hot Rod, possibly?
I love Hot Rod.
Oh, that's my favorite movie of his.
So the only thing that was missing from Pop Star was Danny McBride.
Yeah.
He had the rest of the crew, but no Danny McBride.
Because he was doing Alien Covenant.
No, Pop Star, it was a couple years old at this point. But yeah. What's going on over there? Just hanging out.
Just judging you.
Making faces.
Well, isn't that chair super comfortable?
Is it going to be like at the end of the show, we're going to get a final judgment?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Nice.
So Sarah's sitting in the chair in my office that Johnny, the minute he sits in, he falls asleep. So I bought that chair when I was in high school. And it has been with me in every place I've ever lived. So... At one point, Angel was like, yeah, we're going to get rid of that chair. I'm like, yeah, then I'm going too. It's a package deal. Anywhere I go, the chair goes.
Looks like you're going on the front step out front. Yeah.
Well, hey, I'll have a nice, comfortable chair. Yep,
right, he just knows that if she does get rid of it, to call me and I'll come get it because it'll be a nice chair to take a nap in.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you doing cosplay-wise for the show?
I have a new costume. I don't want to say what it is.
Ooh. Can you give us a hint?
Secrets.
It's not dissimilar to another costume I have. It goes really well with John Constantine. Some fishnets. Imagine that. I think every costume I have has fishnets.
We got that.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Too far of a
What's Joe doing?
She has a brand new costume too.
Oh, okay.
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Because she'll
break
somebody's arm.
No, it's not. We're going to be a group. She's bringing a friend with her, and he's going to be part of the group, so we're trying to get some stuff together, take some photos beforehand.
Cool.
I don't want to spoil it.
No,
so secrets. My costume.
Secrets.
I don't want to spoil it, but
it's magic, whatever it is.
So, are you hosting the cosplay panel?
Steven is hosting it. I am assisting it. We apparently have different styles. See, I would want to go up and have a multimedia thing and have some computer backup, and he says, "No, I'm just going to get up there and wing it."
But they have that in that room. You can do that. Yeah.
He's done them before. I've only done panels once or twice. And if he wants.
Yes, you're usually judging people. So
she'll be sitting there judging him the whole time.
I am. I'm going to judge him very harshly. But he wanted to take charge. So I said, okay, I'm giving the thumbs up since people can't see what I'm doing. But I said, all right, I'm going to give the assist. So don't know if Joe will hop in or not, or if she will. Just judge us. It's very judgy.
Inclusive community like the cosplay community is. There's a whole lot of judging going on.
So judgy. No.
Cosplay.
It's not really all that inclusive, is it?
And I want to throw this out there. The plan for the panels are also we wanted to Facebook Live them.
Oh.
So we'll see how bad that fails. I'm looking forward to that.
You're just going to hang out there with your iPhone?
Well, yeah. I figured I would just build like a tripod with like an iPad duct tape to it.
That's good. So that sounds good.
So that way we can go back and watch it later. Cause, oh. See, look at you. You're
all I hooks over. Into a tripod.
Okay.
So
that's what I assumed. I was just going to start looking for something kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a square jellyfish. Tripod. You can get it on Amazon.
Okay. So.
That way now that I know this is being videotaped or Facebook Live, they call me the streak.
I'm fine with that.
I have another iPad mini one. Okay. You can borrow it if you want.
Okay,
so.
Just bring it to the show and we'll see. Yeah.
Cool.
You may be doing the multimedia.
I'm not doing the multimedia. Great, now I have to be his tech support too.
All right,
we'll just leave our stuff on the table. I'll be buying stuff, and you'll be in the panel room.
11, it's like come to the panel room.
Okay, so you see the level of technology in here, right? Yeah. There's not one person in my life, except for maybe Johnny, that doesn't call me on a regular basis. How do I do this on my phone? How do I do this on my computer? How do I do this on my tablet?
Because I'm smart enough that I'll go Google, and I'll read everything, and then if I don't have an idea of what to do, then I'll go. Hey, it's telling me to do this, but it's not working. So is that right? And then he'll answer me. But otherwise, I don't bother him. I try to figure it out myself.
Wait, I walked into Queen City Comics last week. First thing Jeff does is hand me his phone. Can you fix this?
Well, what's wrong? What was wrong with it?
He was trying to get the D23 app from the apps part of his Android to the home screen of his Android, which I've never used an Android before. It took about 3 seconds to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's a Windows phone, and I still like figure out stuff that like shouldn't be that hard. And people are like, "How do you do that?" And I'm like, "I don't know, I just do it."
Because you're one of three people with a Windows phone at this point.
I want to meet the third one. If you're at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, come to the Infamous Podcast table. If you're the third person with the Windows phone,
you get a free sticker.
Yeah.
Well, they all get free stickers
and a free CD. One,
the first, you can have a button.
The first 50 people at the table get a CD too.
So,
is that a mixtape?
Essentially,
totally.
We made a mixtape of some of our favorite moments on the show. So you actually lead the mixtape off.
Yeah, I do.
So talking about last year's.
Okay.
Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
Where it was pretty much like this one is, where we just went crazy.
Different location.
Yeah. It's surprisingly, same conversation.
I know. Yeah. More Spider-Man in this one.
Yeah. So let's talk about JoeCon for a second.
Okay.
Because you guys went down there.
Yes.
You can talk and make sounds. You don't just have to mime your excitement.
She's very excited.
So.
That thing's awesome.
Drop,
so.
Yeah.
All right, so what best thing you saw at JoeCon this year?
Disney World.
Both of you.
Man, best thing I saw at JoeCon.
Harry Potter Land.
Did you guys go? I got to hold, this is super geeky in the G.I. Joe world, and most people won't, I guess collectors will understand this. For years, there was a figure found, a guy named Ron Connor found it. It was a gray repaint of a character named Flash that came out in 1982, 1983. And it was gray with orange and yellow highlights. No one really knew what it was. No one knew where it came from. He's had it in his collection now for, I don't know how many years. Let's at least for 15, as long as I've known him. And so longer, he put out a bounty of $1,000 if anyone could say what this was. Now, it wasn't a custom painted figure. It was definitely factory made. About three or four, maybe about 4 years ago, a guy named Dave Tree in the UK bought a collection or found a collection, and this same exact figure was in this collection.
Oh, God.
This is crazy. It turned out it was an unproduced figure from a line called Action Force, which was it was G.I. Joe before. In the UK, they called it Action Force, and it later came G.I. Joe. And it was like a special weapons force or something like that. Like, they had planned a whole team of people around this, Jeeps, laser cannons and stuff like that.
Sharks with laser beams.
Right. So, shark, exactly. So it became a figure that was very popular, because it was like, this is a mystery in the G.I. Joe world that had just been solved. No one knew anything. And it was huge news for nerds like me. And they ended up making a modern figure of it, calling it Bombardier. you know, so which was kind of a cool little homage to it. And when I saw Ron this week or that weekend, I went up to him and was like, "Hey, Ron," because I hadn't seen him since.
Did you get the $1,000?
No, because I didn't figure it out, sadly. Oh. But he walked up and just put a figure in my hand, and it was that one. So there's two in existence, and I literally got goosebumps by holding a toy.
And you didn't, like, just bolt?
I was afraid I was going to drop it. I, like, immediately was like, oh, no.
Take it back.
I pretty much, I was like, oh, that's awesome, here. And then I was like, let's get a photo real quick, you know, of me with this figure that's crazy right now. But, no, so that was my favorite part of the weekend.
Very cool.
You know, it was a long, fun weekend, but that was kind of the coolest thing for me.
Did you guys make some dough?
We did well. Yeah, I'm happy with it. Cool. So it's always, that show is always a lot of expenses just because of the travel. The hotel,
Is it in Orlando
this
every year?
This year was in Orlando. Okay. Last year was in Colorado. The year before that was in.
It's a Roman convention.
Springfield, okay. Illinois. They've done
a Roman convention?
A roaming convention.
Yeah, it travels. And next year it's going to be in Chattanooga, which is
the last
one.
Sweet. But that'll be the last one?
The last, yeah. They've Hasbro is not renewing their license.
So it can be at the Hasbro Con the next year.
The Hascon, yeah.
Hascon. Has-been Con?
Yeah.
The Was-Con.
The Will-See-Con.
Madam.
Okay, so I'm going to plug. You guys know I'm involved with the Girls of the Finest.
What?
Wait, what's that?
What? What is the Girls of the Finest, you ask?
Well, nobody asked. Wow.
See, this is why Joe
would destroy you.
She's going to destroy me. I'm a member of the Finest, which is a G.I. Joe costume club, and every year we do a charity campaign. Last year we did Canines for Warriors, and we actually decided we're going to stick with them again. We raised over $11,500 last year.
Nice.
So we're going to go ahead and work with them again. But at JoeCon this year, we collected $1,000 that will go to that when we begin the campaign. So
cool.
That for me, that was pretty cool. There was a lot of people who came to JoeCon that hadn't been to JoeCon before. Maggie, who's a good friend of Joe, so she came down. He got to hold the figure, and that was, you know, goosebumps moment for him. And for me, it's kind of seeing people that have really become a family. So that was But no, that was really my high point.
Cool.
Just getting to see everybody and having a good time.
Now, what Joe's did you dress up as?
I did Femme Trooper because Femme Trooper Friday, you have to have Femme Trooper Friday.
Didn't they make a figure because of you guys doing the Femme Trooper things?
Officially, unofficially, yes. And she is blonde, so I was pretty excited about that since I'm usually the blonde. Although we've gotten some more members now who do Femme Trooper, so it's not just the three of us.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. But
army building.
Yeah. So I did Femme Trooper. I did my Viper, which was almost complete. That was really fun because that's a tough costume.
Yeah.
It's like BDUs and a big vest, and you look real tough. And you know, no more skimpy costumes. You just go and look like a badass. So then I did Chuckles, which is super fun, just because me and my friend William, we both do Chuckles. And we call it Chuckles Power Hour, and basically just walk around being huge douchebags.
Cosplay.
A lot of high fives.
So that was fun. We've got some new costumes planned for next year. So it's going to be the last year. So
yeah, you're going to have to go out with a bang for the last one. So
we've joked with a group that about seven of us are all going to dress up.
Okay.
And they're even saying somehow they're going to get me, which I'm all for it. You know, I was like, if it's the last year, I might as well dress up in something stupid.
Serpentor. So.
I don't think I'm at that level, but it's going to be really stupid.
But the Rocks version of it.
Yeah.
No.
Wow, the judgment there.
I know.
Jeez.
Go for Globulus with the tail.
So now you do a lot of the customs, right?
Yeah.
Do you make just a killing with the customs down there?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times, my problem is I sell my customs cheap.
Okay.
I mean, I'll do one and sell it for like $15 just because I don't care. Like, when I paint figures, that's like my own little form of therapy.
Oh.
Like, I have Netflix on some show that I want to marathon, and I'll just paint a toy up.
Glow.
And, like, glow, yeah. And, but my problem is then other dealers buy them, and I'll find them on eBay all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'll post about it.
Yeah.
Every time I see one, I always post it. And
I
be like,
see
oh,
that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a week or so ago, somebody had posted one of them that we made for CoilCon two years ago. So it was just kind of fun seeing it. And I mean, I sold that for $30, I think, at CoilCon, which was two figures, card back. You know, it was legit looking.
Right.
And he had it for $125, and it lasted all of like 10 minutes before someone bought it. So it's kind of being like, hey, look at me. You know, my stuff's selling well, and but I'm not making the money.
So why don't you ask for more money?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, even at JoeCon, I got called out on it. Like, we gave, one guy came up to my booth, and we've got this tactical battle platform, came out in like 85 or 86, and it's this big battle platform that goes in the water. And I had like a $50 price tag on it. One guy came up to me and asked, what's the lowest deal go? And I was like, 40. And he kind of hem-hawed around and walked away. Little kid came up and wanted to buy it. And I ended up just giving it to him.
Aww.
Because I'm a big promoter of giving kids free toys. Because they're going to be playing with it. Like, I even asked him. I was like, are you going to play with this? Yeah. And I was like, it's yours. So the guy that tried buying it for 40 was a little miffed, you know, that some little kid got it. And I was like, well, buy it off the kid. Give him, you know.
Yeah.
So... But no, I'm a firm supporter in just giving toys away for fun.
Well, you need a story credit for Marvel now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see? Remember he did the Gwinnem?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Gwinnem is a character now.
Yeah. And I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Before they came up with this whole Venomverse. And
why didn't you copyright that?
I don't know.
Because you really can't copyright.
Yeah.
But, you know, a story credit would be fair, I think. Yeah. We need to get a hold of Marvel and say, hey, just a story credit.
My name in it.
Yeah.
I don't ask for much.
Do it, people.
That reminds me, I have something cool to tell you Marvel wise.
Yeah.
But I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
So, just remind me. I'll tell you guys
lame.
Too.
Lame. Okay.
So
secrets.
Sarah has to leave the room.
Everyone but Sarah can know. Actually, Sarah, if you leave, I'll tell everyone.
Bro squad.
Well, I mean, I'll tell everyone on the microphones. So I guess it is bro squad. Yeah. Anyway. I like your shirt. Is that from JoeCon?
Yeah, this is from, what year was this?
2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, 15.
Is this Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the zombie infection.
Yeah, it's my favorite shirt.
Is that when Contagion was going on in IDW?
No, but they did the zombie G.I. Joe thing before the Contagion had ever happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have that action
because
figure, actually.
Are popular.
Yeah, they did a Cobra officer that was a zombie. Yeah. That was one I picked up. I was like, this is cool. Zombies in the G.I. Joe universe.
Yeah, and they had actually a lot of other ones planned. Like, they had a Joe zombie planned, a Cobra Commander infected zombie that just never got made.
Yeah.
The
vault, it seems like that's
kind of like the mask
with G.I. Joe,
thing.
With G.I.
There's
Joe
a lot of planning, but not a lot of execution.
Well, and that's what, you know, the big thing that everyone's excited about was, we, you know, we'd mentioned that San Diego Revolution set with the Micronauts, the ROM, is it Jetfire is in it?
Matt Tracker.
Matt Tracker.
Well,
the new IDW version of Matt Tracker, Action Man, and then the G.I. Joe figure is Roadblock.
Right.
That Roadblock is from the cartoon from like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Renegades.
I love the
Renegades
cartoon.
That was such
a
good
that
cartoon.
That figure has been in the vault for years. And fans have been like, we need the Roadblock because
everybody else and no Roadblock.
Know,
yeah.
No Roadblock, and he was a main character in it. And now everyone's mad because it's like, well, I have to buy this set that's either $100 at San Diego
or a scalper thing.
Or 200 plus when you're secondary market.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of madness about this set.
Because it's like people only want Roadblock or they only want
Jetfire or Matt Tracker, the Visionary or
ROM.
So,
I'll take the whole set.
I love the whole set. Yeah, I thought that was
cool. I love the box. Like, everything about
everything
it looks cool.
And it was a nice surprise because the Joe fans, we thought all we were getting was that Missile Command set that they had shown off a few weeks ago, or a few months ago. And then this popped out.
Well, you're getting
nowhere.
Shiva Force from The Walking Dead?
That is awesome.
Did you see the commercial?
I showed Sarah the commercial.
The commercial was
like
hilarious.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
The little girl cussing. Oh, Negan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I mean... They're doing some cool stuff. I like the Thor set that's coming out from San Diego. Even though, like, some of those characters are going to be in the Ragnarok set.
Which is now standard, it seems like, with San Diego. The past few years, they've...
But Malekith, I was like, that Malekith looks awesome.
Yeah.
That whole Thor set looks awesome. So.
More toy talk.
More toy talk. They did Did they ever do G.I. Joe Lego, or was it Mega?
They did Creo.
Creo, which was Creo. Hasbro's version of it, yeah. And it lasted 2 years before it.
Yeah, and then Toys R Us did it as exclusive, and it died.
Right. Which
I've got a few of those, actually.
They're fun. Yeah. I mean, I've got a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know,
I made sure to get the ones with like Destro and Cobra Commander and that. Yeah.
Toys R Us, where exclusive lines of toys go to die.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're selling them. No one else.
Well, they did. Whereas the whole Creo line was exclusive. So it was Transformers. It was G.I. Joe. It was Battleship.
Dungeons and Dragons was one of them.
The Dungeons and Dragons. I forgot about that one.
Now, you're going to have, speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, are you going to have like card games and stuff like that? Like,
we've got a dealer who will be selling it, but we won't have a game room.
Oh, okay.
Per se. Originally, you know how I'd mentioned we have the Doctor Who event. Mm-hmm. Originally, that room was going to be for gaming, but I'll be completely honest with you. I know nothing about gaming. You know, cards, dice, mm-hmm. Dungeons and Dragons, nothing. So it would have to be, I'd have to find someone who knew what they were doing to kind of run.
Yeah,
I might know someone. I might know someone.
Well, we'll think about that for next year. But
that can be the other ballroom that you don't have.
Yeah, and you know, we thought about doing something, just throw some tables in there and just let people play the game. You know, the game room. And then the opportunity with Time Lord Expo came, and I was like, dude, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, is that going to be in Dayton also? Or?
Yeah, that's at that hotel.
Actually. Oh, it's going to be there too. Hotel, oh, okay, cool.
October 9th.
And so are you guys going to be at that
I'm
show?
Setting up as a dealer for that
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but October 9th, I think. Or is that like a 3-day weekend? 9th, 10th, and 11th or something. Okay. Like,
I think I'm on vacation at that point.
And they rented the whole hotel.
Ooh.
So every room. And they've got a lot of actors coming in, which is kind of cool.
What?
A couple of actual doctors coming in. And
nice.
Companions.
Like medical doctors, MDs?
Yes. But,
No, it's the doctors with two hearts.
Oh, so not George Clooney.
No.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
That would be
bad
awesome.
Nibbles.
He's busy with two twins at home, so, you know. I haven't met him either. I've met his mom.
You met his mom?
No, no.
Yeah,
his mom has a shop down
this
in
is not the
Kentucky.
First time Johnny's shared his meeting.
Yeah. Tell me, Johnny.
Yeah, his mom has a shop down in Kentucky. Where
little antique store.
Yeah, a little antique store where her and Nick Looney, Nick Looney was a newsman here forever.
Huh.
And she has a little antique store down there and on vacation, the
right
last
near
vacation.
Falmouth.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, we went in there and I was like, I think that's George Clooney's mom. And I asked her, I said, her name's Nina. I said, are you Nina Clooney? And she's like, yeah. And we got to talking about different stuff that Nick did. We didn't talk about George at all.
And then she gave him George's phone number.
So that would have been awesome. If George would have called, like that, I would have been like, he's on the phone.
You need to go down there and talk to Nina again. Get George on the show.
So. That would be cool. Yeah. We do not talk about Batman or Robin.
Anything but.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about? Shaking your head doesn't help, Sarah.
You have to verbally say it, honey.
That's because you caught me when I was making bat nipples. I'm
dear
I'm
Lord.
Still doing it.
Dear Lord.
We caught her mid bat nipple.
Mid-bat-nipple.
So, all right. So, anything you want to add?
No. Thanks for having us on again.
Yeah.
Come out and see us. I'll be. Set
well,
up
I have a
guys.
Question actually. Oh. When's the Girls of the Finest campaign start for this?
Oh,
year?
Yeah.
Soon?
Yeah, we're still trying to get last minute details.
And that's still girlsofthefinest.com?
The best way is to go to
Facebook.
You
okay.
can go to the Finest CC on Facebook and find us that way. I'll send you guys links, of course.
Yeah.
But we're just wrapping some last minute stuff up.
Wait, do we have to share those again?
What?
We have to share those again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll link the old shows the notes. And you're running the
is it
reputable
be on Indiegogo?
Dealers, too.
Still on Indiegogo.
If you think
about
it.
The
old site is still up there, but the new one hasn't started yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, when he was talking about the complete set doing a panel and he said reputable dealers, it's like he didn't mention himself. And your Roma Collectibles, too.
He's not reputable.
We're there.
He gives kids toys.
I give kids toys, but I'll rip everyone else. But that's how we make up for it.
That's reputable. At least you tell people you're going to rip them off.
I will honestly rip you off.
Honestly, this is the price, but you got to pay $10 more.
For you, 25%.
I'll give it to you for 40. You walk away. The kid that comes up and says he wants to play with it. All right. It's yours.
It's yours.
Just bring it back when you're done, kid.
Yeah. I got a plan for that one.
So, anything else you want to add?
Just check out the Ohio Toy and Comic Show July 23rd, Fairborn, Ohio. Bring lots of money because there's going to be lots of great dealers. Make sure to stop by the infamous podcast booth and high five both these guys.
I'll take hugs too.
Hit up the Roma Collectibles booth
right across the way from
right
us.
Across from them. Cousin Kenny,
yeah,
the world famous Cousin Kenny, is gonna be running things while I'm running the show,
rocking the kilt.
Yep,
he better not sit down at any point.
directly across from us.
Now, can we get room service to our table?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking.
It's probably expensive, though. But I mean,
Johnny, just walk outside. There's
Johnny's got $100 to spend on raffle tickets. He can buy us some room service.
The raffle tickets. As I was going to say, I'm budgeting this out.
Yeah. Raffle tickets is the magic word.
How much
there.
Is the admission? I don't know.
$2 admission. $2. Kids under 12 are free.
Man, you got to go. Like, kids under 5 are free.
Nah,
everyone else
I want
is $2.
Kids welcome, man. Let them all in. And old people, we'll let them in for free, too, because they're
going to
be dead soon.
Oh, wow!
Can you edit that out?
No.
No.
We do no edits.
This is a live podcast.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of some other. Parking's free. The free hourly door prizes, which we covered.
Do you do anything for veterans? Like, do they get like cheaper price? It's $2.
I'd let them in for free.
Yeah.
Show me your military
active
ID.
Or
cool.
Inactive.
Yeah, let them in. Yeah. Why not? Yeah, we're all about that.
Awesome.
So
yeah, since we're right down the street
from Air Force Base.
Yeah.
If you come in costume, you get in for free. We encourage that too.
I'm always getting in for free. I'm always
in
costume.
Can I come as a media guest?
You're already in.
I know.
I would like if we forced you to pay the $2 though to sit at your table. You got a free table, but you owe us admission, sir.
I paid last year.
For this year too.
Yeah.
Fine. Take my $2.
We'll make you pay.
I want my $2.
You'll pay. Kenny's gonna sit down right across from you.
With that
belt. Like a cello player.
That way you'll be able to tell if he's a boy, My Little Pony, or a girl, My Little Pony.
I'm so happy I finished taking that drink right before you said that, because you would have been completely sprayed with coconut water.
Poor Kenny.
We love Kenny. Kenny's awesome. So, all right, guys. Well, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
I think I'm going to go out on that one.
Yeah. We somehow figured out how to make this nonsense last for an hour or so.
We did it. Well, what, 57 minutes?
It'll be over an hour with the...
The ad at the beginning.
I'm not doing the ad at the beginning. This whole thing's an ad.
Do the ad. So. You got to do the ad at the beginning.
You're not in if you don't do the ad.
Don't.
I added the G.I. Joe music to the ad. I don't know
if you
that
really?
Or not. Yeah.
Wow. I should listen to the podcast once in a while.
You're here for it. So.
Exactly.
I've gotten to the point where, like, I'll like spot check through it just to make sure it's okay. I don't even listen to it anymore. So
that was the best conversation for the best of CD. You listen to it. I don't. Go find something. Go find a nugget of knowledge in that thing.
Well, we have like. What? This is episode 104. We have 30 bonus episodes.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It took a while to go through.
Well, wasn't hers a bonus episode
last
year?
Yeah, so was yours.
Yours was last year, too. Yeah.
Not official.
We've canceled bonus episodes. They're just episodes now.
Yeah, Johnny didn't want to do them anymore.
I want to do them as regular episodes. Filler.
All right.
Nobody's filler, really.
We were filler.
No, nobody's. I appreciate everybody that comes on
all
the show.
All killer, no filler. And that, wasn't that like somebody's album title?
Might have been.
I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good name for a band.
All killer, no filler?
Yeah. Band of Virgins.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's judging.
Come to the show. Oh, can we have your judgment now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need your
final
judgment.
Please judge.
C-.
C-.
Solid.
That's about what I graded to.
No.
You guys are being nice.
There's times where I walk out and go, nah, that was a D+.
That was not our best effort. So, all right, guys. Well, again, thanks. We'll see you at the show. And everyone out there listening, we'll see you at the show, hopefully.
No, we'll see you at the show. Or I'll come to your house.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. To stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.